The Catholic Archdiocese of Boston is considering filing for bankruptcy. The church says it's running out of money to compensate 450 people who have sued the church, charging that priests sexually abused them. A source familiar with the church's thinking raises this possibility of bankruptcy just as the church begins negotiating with the alleged victims. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following this story. Tovia, why is this possibility coming up now? Is bankruptcy imminent?
Well, no, not necessarily. There was a front-page story in the Boston Globe this morning saying that the church is considering this, and a source close to the action in the church tells me today that, yes, indeed, officials are taking steps to file for bankruptcy, and they're looking at the option with more interest lately. It's understandable why that may be. The church has been stung lately by some very unfavorable decisions and some tough words from the judge who is hearing some of the alleged victims' claims in state court. And every week it seems the church is having to turn over more embarrassing documents, such as the personnel files of dozens of accused priests. And of course, everyone from Cardinal Law on down has had to submit to sworn testimony that ends up in the papers as well. So one can see why the Archdiocese may be considering bankruptcy as a way to better manage this whole fiasco. But it may also be that this is a strategic move, that the church is hoping that even the threat of filing for bankruptcy will induce victims to settle their claims. That happened, for example, a few years ago in Dallas, where the archdiocese there got permission from the Vatican to file for Chapter 11. And that prospect in and of itself motivated victims to settle for less than they were awarded by a jury. But it's tricky. And in this case, if this is a strategy to push victims to compromise, it may backfire. I spoke to one attorney today who said he's ready to pull out of settlement talks altogether unless the church assures him that they're not planning to file for bankruptcy, because he says it would be a waste of his time to continue talking.
Well, now, if the Boston Archdiocese were to file for bankruptcy, how much leverage would they have here? Are they completely shielded from civil suits?
Well, first, I have to reiterate that this is unprecedented, and it's very unclear whether such a case would even be allowed to stay in bankruptcy court. There is an exception in the bankruptcy laws, for example, for institutions or companies who commit willful or intentional action, as may be argued in the case of the Archdiocese. And there's debate as to whether the Archdiocese does or does not have enough assets to cover all of the alleged victims' claims. But if this does go to bankruptcy court, and if it stays there, yes, the Archdiocese may well be able to protect many of its properties and its assets that church officials say really belong to the parishes and not to the Archdiocese. Also, the court will put a deadline on claims of past abuse so that they can't just keep on streaming on in as they have. It would be a kind of now or never kind of rule, and that would be in the church's interest. And as in many bankruptcies, victims here might only be paid a fraction of the value of their claims, as it's determined by the court. But the downside for the church is that all of their financial records that have until now been basically kept secret would be subject to scrutiny and would be made public, and the church for sure would not enjoy that.
Tovia, very briefly, what are the alleged victims saying about this today?
Well, many were down at the cathedral in Boston where Cardinal Law says his Sunday Mass. They picket outside every week, and this was the talk of the picket line. Many told me that they see this as one more legal maneuver on the part of the Archdiocese to evade responsibility. Many said they would be devastated if going to bankruptcy court would mean that the church would no longer be on trial, so to speak, that they say they're suing the church not for the money, but to force Cardinal Law and others to answer under oath for what they did, and they want to see that continue. It's unclear if it would in a bankruptcy scenario. It could well be that a bankruptcy judge would set up mini trials in federal court to determine what each person's claim is worth, and so church officials may not be off the hook in that regard.
NPR's Tovia Smith. Tovia, thanks.
Thanks.